New revelations about the United States spying programs. The computer giant Microsoft has reportedly collaborated with America's intelligence services. Top secret documents leaked by the whistleblower Edward Snowden show that Microsoft handed the National Security Agency access to encrypted internet messages. The documents obtained by the Guardian newspaper also show that Microsoft cooperated with the data intercept unit of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Recent revelations come as the U.S. intelligence community is still reeling from his previous leaks. Snowden's leaked documents show how the U.S. government has been spying on Americans as well as on people in other countries, including close U.S. allies like Germany and France. In the latest backlash against the U.S.'s espionage program, two human rights groups have filed a lawsuit.
J'ai de la plainte, c'est... D'une part, bien sûr, de poursuivre.
The lawsuit is targeting and seeking to find those who are accountable for these actions, if they exist, and to determine who they are. But it's also pulling the alarm bell warning, saying, stop, this must end, that there is monitoring in place to fight terrorism. Phone tapping has been around forever. Phones are being tapped in the fight against crime. It's normal, necessary, but it needs to be regulated. Not done without regulations.
To discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Mark Mason, who is an activist and political commentator, and he is joining us live now from San Francisco. Thanks a lot for joining us, as always. Now, you know, as much as this might reflect the almost obsessive spying of the United States on friends and foes alike, does this also not reflect badly on American companies now, such as Microsoft as well?
I think it's a reasonable person would have suspected that there's no such thing as private communications in the United States. I've been saying that to friends directly for at least 10 years, that I don't take anything that I communicate, either verbally, face-to-face, email, on the web, the Skype conversation that you and I are having right now. It's a near certainty that NSA is capturing this conversation right now. What we have are the concrete documents that are absolutely critical. That Edward Snowden has the courage to come forward to provide the concrete evidence for this. What we're not talking about is that the corporations control the government. So the corporations are spying on each other. The government spying on the American public, the government, U.S. government spying on everybody. The corporations are also spying on each other, and we may find out that the corporations actually have people that they're hiring to spy on the government. So we should assume that as a reasonable person that everyone is spying on everyone.
Right. So, as you said, Mr. Mason, quite legitimately, that, you know, that this does not necessarily come as a surprise. But what now then? What happens now? What will be the repercussions of this sort of news?
All this comes down to, as all of these issues regarding civil liberties, human rights, it comes down to the public response and how it responds. We have lawsuits that have been filed by the ACLU, the Electronic Freedom Frontier Foundation. They file lawsuits that will take time for those to work their way through the courts. But I think that we, as the American public, should just dismiss the court system, dismiss the judicial system, dismiss the Supreme Court. I mean, the Supreme Court says money is speech, and Supreme Court says corporations are people. So they're way out of the loop in terms of being rational human beings. So it will come down to how the public responds. This issue goes back more than really 250 years, 230 years. It was a critical issue that resulted in the American Revolutionary War. People here in the colonies did not want, and they rose up against the King of England spying on the colonists. So this is an issue that goes way back in American political concerns.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. But as always, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mark Mason speaking to us live from San Francisco.